Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, November 20th, 2014. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, all hell is about to break loose nationwide as Obama announces an executive order opening the floodgates to anarchy and violence as tensions mount in Ferguson. Plus, newly released documents reveal that the FBI targeted a Black Panther for not being racist. Coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Police departments across the country are preparing for what they expect to be the acquittal of Officer Darren Wilson. A state of emergency has already been declared in Missouri, and the FBI has sent out a bulletin warning citizens that the grand jury's decision in the Michael Brown shooting will likely lead to extremist violence as Ferguson waits on the edge. And we now take you to the Ferguson command base, where once again InfoWars has boots on the ground. Staff Sergeant Biggs, hey, it looks like once they announce this verdict that all hell's going to break loose. What do you expect to see this time around?
Well, exactly. That is the feel here on the streets by a lot of the locals who have lived in Ferguson most of their life. Jakari and I actually stopped into a store right across from the Ferguson Police Department called I Love Ferguson. It's a nonprofit organization trying to raise money for the town. And a lot of the people that work there all have this sense that, you know, the axe is going to hit and things are just going to go crazy and ballistic. And everyone's really praying and hoping for the best. But quite honestly, everyone's preparing for the worst case scenario. You know, we have a lot of these militant groups that are threatening violence, trying to burn down buildings, saying they want to hit the electric company, take down the power grid, possibly hit Monsanto. You know, quite honestly, I'm not going to be in tears if that were to happen. I'm not condoning it, but I'm not going to lose any sleep if that happens. But, you know, they're expecting a lot more organized violence in a sense. You know, back in August when we were there, it was a lot of sporadic violence, almost like when I was in Iraq. There was no leadership involved, just a lot of angry people picking up weapons and or rocks, whatever, and just kind of attacking and having their own personal game plan. This time around, there's a lot more organization involved. You know, these protest groups, activists, militants, whatever you want to call them, they've had months to prepare now. And here we are. We're getting ready to have the release of the amnesty bill tonight. And I think that the Ferguson's going to be a burqa to cover up this whole amnesty bill. And that's something that they're planning on. We see a lot more government vehicles in the area, the DHS, some undercover vehicles. We saw a Black Suburban today that kept driving up and down the street, looking at us, filming us. So there's a lot of tension in the area right now.
Well, that's right. And I want to talk about some of these protest groups and these militant groups that you were just referring to, because they have stated publicly that they plan to initiate violence. The group that calls themselves Justice for Mike Brown and others, they are saying that they will attack companies and institutions that are completely unrelated to the Michael Brown case. And they are even targeting individuals. They went as far as releasing a target list. It sounded like you've already seen it. And some of the demonstrators have promised to loot and damage property if the grand jury decides not to prosecute Darren Wilson. So what do you think about this target list, and how does burning down buildings and looting, how is that supposed to stop potential or future police brutality? Am I missing something here? Because I guess I just don't get it.
Well, there's a gash in the community, so to say, a wound in Ferguson, and you're not going to heal it by burning down buildings, by creating the burn down bridges. You know, the community here thus far that I talked to, the civilians here on the ground, they've been meshed together really well. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, everybody's lived together for years on end without any problems, really. The only problem thus far has been the police state, so to say. So, right now, MSM and all these people are trying to make this huge racial division between the community and Ferguson when, you know, but when we get out here on the streets and Jakari and I go out and talk to people, you don't see that whatsoever. You see everyone of every denomination and color hugging, talking, smiling. You don't see this huge racial division like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would like you to think that's going on here whatsoever. You know, and another thing as well, the Anon group, they're called Operation KKK. They started their website or their Twitter feed about a week and a half ago trying to expose these KKK guys who said they were going to come to Ferguson and, you know, basically shoot at or attack protesters that they didn't like. Well, today they put out a Twitter or a tweet saying that by the end of the day, they guarantee to put out proof that Darren Wilson is part of the KKK in this area. So that's something I'm kind of and I'm waiting on right here. I'm waiting to see whether or not they have proof for that, because I do think that could have a huge – that could take a huge turn of events for the mood here in the area, especially if Darren Wilson is not convicted whatsoever, not indicted, I should say, on these charges.
Well, my hunch is that everybody's getting along right now during the day, but what my concern is that at night and once the verdict is read, that there's always the agent provocateur situation. You have the new Black Panthers that are out there. And like I said, we have this list of targets from some of these groups. And what are you more concerned about once the verdict is read? Do you feel more threatened by potential angry, violent protesters, or are you more concerned about the militarized police?
I would be more concerned about the undercover provocateurs. You know, there's going to be angry protesters. That's going to happen. Some people, you know, last night, Jakari and I just walked up to the protest going on, and a lady was questioning us right off the bat, saying, I don't know who you guys are. You know, people since we've been here assume that we're cops because they haven't seen us in a while or something like that. So there's a lot of the protesters on edge because they don't feel like they can trust everyone. They've got a bad taste in their mouth because the mainstream media has kind of burnt them on a lot of issues, making it about race instead of about the issues at hand that they feel are important. You know, I think from what I saw last night, the way the police handled themselves, they handled themselves 5 times better. I wouldn't say 10 times better, but 5 times better than they did in August. It's still early. It hasn't hit the fan yet. But based off that, I can't really give a good judgment on that. But there was still a provocateur there last night. There was a person off in the corner in the back parking lot. And it's funny, they never want to show themselves. They always do it somewhere hidden. The guy threw a bottle right as the police were arresting somebody, and it hit right there in that group of people. So you're going to have people who want to sneak in, and it's the cowards who won't show their face and the ones hiding off in the darkness. You know, just like Martin Luther King said, you know, if you want to make a change, you do it in the brightness of the day. You don't do it in the darkness of night. You know, and that's what you said. You know, during the day, there's peaceful protesters out. But at nighttime, it gives people that cover of darkness to hide and incite violence and do a lot of dirty things to help take away from the peaceful protests that are going on here in Ferguson, Missouri.
Well, I think it's very interesting, too, and you alluded to it earlier, that Barack Obama plans on announcing his amnesty plan this evening through executive order. And what do you think about the timing of that? It is precisely at the same time that the Michael Brown verdict is expected. Do you think that is deliberate timing, or is this a coincidence?
I mean, you got to think with the VA issue, when all these media corporations, when CNN, Fox, everybody was coming out and saying, hey, there's this huge VA scandal, vets are dying. What happened? The Bo Bergdahl release. Now, what did that do? That took all the attention away from the dying vets, the people not getting the appointments they need. So it makes perfect good sense for me that the Obama administration would time this just here on the eve of that for when they're going to release at 8 o'clock tonight, release the amnesty bill and what he's going to do. And then here we are finding out that either tonight or tomorrow we could possibly have this grand jury decision on what's going to happen. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't going to want to turn on the news and watch President Obama talk about the amnesty bill. People are going to be more in tune to watching the violence that erupts, the riots and things like that, because we are, in a sense, living in the movie Idiocracy.
Well, regardless what happens, you guys are truly right there during another historic moment that's about to unfold in Ferguson. And once again, you guys are right there in the front lines of the info war. And I sure hope the best for all you. You guys be safe and be sure to check in. We're going to be glued to our seats. Trust me, we're going to be watching the Ustream. As soon as that verdict is read, we'll all be glued to the TVs.
And thank you for your time.
All right, bud. Take care, man. And Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson will be updating us every step of the way in Ferguson. Be sure to check out Infowars.com for continued updates. And also check out the live stream. It'll be streaming live on Ustream. Ustream.tv/RealAlexJones. So as soon as they read the verdict, and if there's any rioting or police state activity, rest assured these guys will deliver the action. And we're going to see some amazing coverage in Ferguson that, trust me, you will never see on the mainstream television. Infowars.com. Be sure to check it out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by a guy who was targeted by the FBI for not being a racist. Not kidding. Stick around. Infowars Nightly News. We'll be right back.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Recently, the New York Times published newly declassified documents of a letter from the FBI to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The graphic contents of the letter have been made public for the first time and appear to be a heavy-handed attempt to blackmail Martin Luther King into taking his own life. Now, a heavily censored document of this letter has existed for some time. It is infamously known as the suicide letter, but most of the outrageous language and threats in the letter have remained a secret until now. And I want to get my good friend Larry Pinkney's take on all this because he could relate. Larry was, of course, an original member of the original Black Panther Party. He was also a victim of COINTELPRO and political prisoner for 10 years. And he joins us now from Minneapolis. Larry, how you doing?
I'm continuing to struggle, my brother. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to have you on. And I can't wait to get your opinion on this letter, outrageous letter from the FBI to Martin Luther King Jr. This is about as hardcore as it gets. They are calling him a filthy, abnormal animal and tell him to take his own life. But my guess is that to you personally, I would imagine that this had kind of a familiar ring to it.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely correct. It does have a very familiar ring in view of the fact that as a COINTELPRO target, I myself was set up very similarly. And it's very interesting that only now are certain things, and I say certain things, coming to light. In this case, with respect to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, I want to read word for word portions of this document as this letter is a real masterpiece of gutless trash, if you will. It begins by saying, no person can overcome the facts, not even a fraud like yourself. Lend your sexually psychotic ear to the enclosure. You will find yourself and in all your dirt, filth, evil, and moronic talk exposed on the record for all time. Listen to yourself, you filthy, abnormal animal. You are on the record. And that's from the FBI uncensored letter to Martin Luther King. But wait, there's more. It goes on to say, King, there is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days in which to do it. This exact number has been selected for a specific reason. It has definite practical significance. You are done. But there is but one way out for you. You better take it before your filthy, abnormal, fraudulent self is bared to the nation. Wow. So this was a real and serious threat to Dr. Martin Luther King and his family. And now we know that they believe it was actually written by none other than J. Edgar Hoover himself. Others have speculated it might have been one of J. Edgar Hoover's aides, but nonetheless, no doubt the FBI meant business, and it's my opinion that they made good on their threats, And they were the ones responsible for the assassination of Dr. King and others. But hey, I guess it was a matter of national security. Am I right, Larry?
Well, it's a matter of national insanity with respect to the U.S. government, and in particular, the FBI, and no doubt the CIA as well. Remember that Dr. King was on his way, was en route to, or getting ready to go specifically to, I believe it was Oslo, to receive a Nobel Peace Prize,
yep.
which he deserved, unlike this warmongering Barack Obama.
Well, I hear you. And, you know, I was just thinking about how karma has treated these guys, because here we are 50 years later, and, you know, the FBI has never really succeeded in damaging Dr. King's public record. They certainly haven't silenced him, because you and I both know that his message lives on. But in contrast, look what's happened to J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, his reputation is completely shot. Most people know what a despicable and immoral human being he was. What do you think about, what do you think is going to be the true legacy of J. Edgar Hoover?
I think the true legacy of J. Edgar Hoover, if the truth ever really comes out in totality, will be that he was a, excuse the harsh language, but he was a fascist pig. And he was a power hungry, controlling freak. Unfortunately, still, there are still too many people who are not cognizant. They are not aware of just how despicable the tactics were that were used not only against Dr. King, but against others of us in the movement, in the struggle. And well, that's of all colors.
Well, and that's right, because Martin Luther King wasn't alone. You of all people know that. You had firsthand experience in being threatened. And like we were saying at the beginning, you were a victim of COINTELPRO. And many civil rights leaders were threatened back then. They were targeted. And now we know that we have your FBI files as well. So we know what COINTELPRO had to say about Larry Pinkney as well. And we got this information through the Freedom of Information Act, thanks to author William Mandel. And I want to read some of this. This is the FBI files on you, Larry. Pinkney is potentially dangerous due to his demonstrated ability to unify black and white. His associates are Negro, white, and Chinese. Special attention is being given to neutralizing him. The areas of sex and drugs appear to be the most effective ones to utilize. His habits in these areas are unknown, but are being monitored with this objective. So that was the official file on Larry Pinkney obtained through the Freedom of Information on Information Act. What on earth were you thinking when you first read this document? I can't imagine what you must have been thinking at the time.
Well, disgust, pain. I mean, I still feel the pain today. But let's remember, COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, is still going on. In fact, components of it have been codified into the law under the NDAA, the Patriot Act, et cetera, et cetera. And let us not forget Obama's famous or infamous kill list. So what was I thinking? I was thinking, what a shame. What shame on the ideals, the principles that this country, and I do believe many, if not most of the people in this country, do believe in decent and upright ideal. So it fills me with great pain, great anger, but also with a determination to carry on, because I know these tactics have not stopped. If anything, they've simply been tweaked and carried on.
Well, yeah, and I think it has always been the intent of the United States government, as well as the globalists, to they don't want to unite us, they want to divide us. Right.
Right.
And the example is right here in the FBI documents. They are saying that that's what made you such a dangerous threat to the establishment, was your ability to unify people of all color.
Right.
And really, when you think about it, times really haven't changed that much, because now look what we have in Ferguson that's going on right now. Do you think that the establishment is using Ferguson, for example, to further divide the nation, to racially divide the nation?
Of course. It is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that that is what the establishment is doing. That's the modus operandi, if you will, of the establishment. It hasn't changed. It continues to do the same thing. The only difference, which is not really different, is that we now have an articulate liar in the color of a colored man. I refuse to call him a black man, who is now the head, okay, or at least the nominal head, the figurehead, if you will, for these ongoing despicable actions that hurt everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, people of all colors in our nation.
Well, what do you think about the so-called the new Black Panthers and their attempts to ignite riots in Ferguson? Do you think, see, I always thought that the new Black Panthers, they remind me of an agent provocateur organization. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, my parents always said to me that the taste of the pudding, okay, the proof of the pudding, rather, is in the taste.
I hear you.
The proof of the pudding is in the taste. So all I mean is that actions, as we said in the original Black Panther Party, not to be confused with the so-called new Black Panther Party, okay, the proof of the pudding is in the taste. Where are their national programs to feed? Where are their programs, their clinic programs, national programs? Where are their programs to reach out to brothers and sisters of all colors? You know, so I have to let their own actions speak for them. All right. And their own actions, I believe, give a very, very dim view of what they claim to be about. And furthermore, as a veteran of the original Black Panther Party, I find it utterly disgusting that they would steal the name of the Black Panther Party and so many brothers and sisters of all colors, whether they were in the Black Panther Party or any other progressive, quote unquote, organizations who died, who gave their lives, like a Kent State in Ohio, like a Jackson State in Mississippi. All right. This is utterly unacceptable.
Well, thankfully, the legacy of the real Black Panther Party continues through your courageous work as well as the rest of the original alumni. As the struggle continues, my friend, and all I can say was it was a pleasure to have you on the show once again, and we look forward to having you come back. Any last thoughts before we go?
I just say what we always say, and what I always say to you, my brother, is all power
to the people.
All power to the people.
All right, Larry, thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that guy's the real deal right there, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to point out that Dr. Martin Luther King's family, they actually won a lawsuit in 1999 proving that the United States government was responsible for his assassination. And most of us, well, we never saw it on TV because the news media never reported on it. And that's because the mainstream news media in this country, they're owned and controlled by the enemies of freedom. That's going to do it for the first half of our broadcast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Josh Owens is going to take us on a tour with the real Freeway Ricky Ross when we come back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm the real Rick Ross.
Today, there's a new epidemic. Smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
The CIA used him as a pawn to sell drugs to help fund the secret war in Nicaragua.
Illegal cocaine is coming into our country at alarming levels.
He was a 1980s drug lord who became a multi-millionaire urban legend in Los Angeles. A rap star even stole his name and parlayed it into a music career.
I'm your neighborhood drug dealer. It's your neighborhood drug dealer.
Hey, you see Rick Ross in there?
Rick Ross.
The real, Rick Ross.
To William Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, who's using my name, I'm inviting you in to come with me. Let's fight this culture. Let's fight this penitentiary culture that hip hop's been spreading. Let's make a difference. Men, you need to come together and you need to tell them that you didn't make your money selling drugs. And making music is how you became famous. See, it's nothing wrong with making music. Just like it's nothing wrong with being a correctional officer, if that's what you did. But so many of our friends who look up to you and look up to me are out on the streets thinking that they can go out and sell drugs and parlay that into a record career. I don't know if you know that they're not gonna make it, but I know that they're gonna wind up in prison with prison sentences 3 and 4 times what they should be, because this war on drugs is no joke. I have 10 or 11 friends still in prison right now with life sentences, including one that even you know, Big Meech. I know how much you respect me and care about me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have took my name. Take a chance with me now. Let's make a difference. And even if William Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, don't decide to come with me and join hands, then the rest of the artists out there, let's us come together. Professor Griff, KRS-One, and so forth. Let's join hands. Let's change this thug culture. Let's change this hip-hop to prison pipeline. Let's make it happen. Right now, today, let's do it. And not just you, the whole hip-hop community. I'm asking all of you. Let's all of us come together. Let's change these laws right now and end this senseless war on drugs. A lot of times we go through life and we start to believe that the things that we're experiencing in our life and the things that we see in our communities are the only way it is. Like, this is the way it is. This is the way it's supposed to be. And when you start to think like that, you can get trapped in a box. Hip hop has taken over the world. If we can take hip hop back, we can change the whole planet. We can bring real peace and no more war. Let's be pioneers. Let's be talked about forever for how we change the way society thinks about each other. It don't have to always be a war on drugs. If we can educate ourselves to where our kids and our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and our fathers look at drugs the way we look at rat poison, you know, we just don't go around using rat poison and other chemicals that's harmful to our body. If we teach our people how to not use drugs the same way, then eventually we don't have to worry about them using drugs.
Now, you may never have heard of some of these stars, but your kids have. They're heroes to a whole new generation.
Now, they take these guys, and these guys say, well, I got to the position that I'm in right now today by selling drugs. So the message that it tells our kids is that if you go out, you sell drugs, then you can become a great rock star like myself and never go to prison. And I think that that's a false message to be given people who feel hopeless. I'm letting you know right now that the establishment is using hip hop to prime these kids for a life that's going to send them to prison, just like they did with me. See, when I was coming up, that was Superfly, Tequila Sunrise, Scarface, all these movies to make you think that you could start with nothing and then you could have the whole world at the palm of your hand. Only that there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It was a set of handcuffs and shackles. And you want to know why the CIA symbol is behind me? Because they were the guys behind me when I was selling drugs. And now they're behind hip hop and rock and roll. This prison hip hop connection, they're behind that too. If it was good for them to sell drugs, then it should have been good for me to sell drugs. The money from the drugs went to buy guns for the Contras. Even if you don't read my book, warn your kids. Let them know. But I advise you that this book is worth reading. Definitely for your kids. Even if you don't read it, get it for your kids. Get it for your loved ones. Let them see what the drug culture is all about. It's not manufactured like the stuff you see on TV and you hear in music. This is real life. It's your life, your loved one's life. Let's make a difference. You know where to find me. Freeway Ricky, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, freewayrick.com. Hit me up. You know I'm out here. Yeah, it's very important that I redeem myself for the wrongs that I've done. And I feel that the way that I can redeem myself the best is by helping others not fall in the same footsteps that I fell in. Because I believe that it's a trap. It's a trap to catch you. Yeah. Just because you're doing bad and you're looking for a way to make an income, there's people that'll take your freedom forever and ever. Don't make the same mistake I made. Don't get caught up. It's time for us to wake up and face it. Get the truth, and you're done.
All right, and thank you, Josh Owens, for producing that piece on the real Freeway Ricky Ross. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central. Be sure to check out InfoWars.com for all the latest updates in the Ferguson trial. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow right here at 7 p.m. Good night. Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
The laws governing the immigration system aren't working. The system is broken.
I do hope
there is a positive resolution to the debate. We must remember that the vast majority of immigrants are decent people who work hard and support their families and practice their faith and leave responsible lives.
This is how absurd this has become under the Bush administration, because, you know, there is a smart way to protect our borders and there is a dumb way to protect our borders. So I would have a review. I would listen to the people who live along the border.
Well, this is an area where Senator Clinton and I almost entirely agree. I think that the key is to consult with local communities. The Bush administration is not real good at listening. That's not what they do well.
I've heard some calls, not just from Republicans, but also for some Democrats, for you to visit the border during this trip. Can you explain why you didn't do that?
This isn't theater. This is a problem. I'm not interested in photo ops.
Every time he opens his mouth about immigration and what he's going to do, there's a huge negative impact on us that live out here along the border, especially in the rural areas where all the smuggling trails are.
They wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works.
Spokeswoman for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office said USADA was in this country illegally.
Gurao Aguilar faces three counts of aggravated sexual battery of a person under the age of 13. Jacobo Gurao faces one count of rape of a person under the age of 13.
Police believe 19-year-old Sergio Perez, an illegal immigrant, attacked the woman in her home Sunday.
418 children were raped by illegals in the state of North Carolina in the month of August 2014 alone.
If he tells the Department of Homeland Security how to process people when they want to come in the country, he can do that. He runs the executive branch. But if he tells Homeland Security and Border Patrol, look the other way when illegals come in, that is violating his oath, because it's a failure to enforce the law, and he took an oath to uphold the law. So if the practical effect of his executive order is the opposite of what the law requires, I hate to say this, Republicans don't want to do it, and I understand why. He's a candidate for impeachment.
Well, what about? Well, look, in my view, we need to be a nation that welcomes and celebrates legal immigrants, people who follow the rules. But at the same time, rule of law matters. And if you look at any sovereign nation, securing your border is critically important. You know, if you come down to Texas, you see photographs that are heartbreaking because they entrust themselves to transnational global criminal cartels, secure the borders, and then improve and streamline legal immigration so people can come to America consistent with the rule of law.
Who was talking the talk and who walked the walk? Because I walked, and the folks from Chicago know that I was on television talking about making sure that we got a humane and comprehensive immigration policy. I didn't run away from the issue, and I didn't just talk about it in front of Latino audiences. And that's something that I think we should remember. There are a few examples. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform. But that's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written.
We're defined by a creed, an idea. And we want that tradition to continue, but too often we're losing talent because after the enormous investment we make in students and young researchers, we tell them to go home. Part of staying competitive in a global economy is making sure that we have an immigration system that doesn't send away talent, but attracts it. We want them to initiate new discoveries and start businesses. So that's what I'll be talking about a little bit tonight.
You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.